If you've listened to our podcast before, you know that the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab has a wide array of specialists to address your specific need. It all starts with Dr. Sean Riley, who joins us today. Dr. Riley, let's talk a little bit about your specialty. What is it?
Sure. Well, obviously I'm a chiropractor. You know, chiropractors specialize in joint mobilization, manual therapy, trying to determine where there's a limitation, whether it's in the joint or soft tissue. So, but a lot of chiropractors are just the same. You know, we go to school to learn how to manipulate, you know, mobilize a joint, well-trained in diagnosis and other treatment therapies. The more I've practiced, though, I've kind of, you know, developed more of a niched specialty, if you will. You know, I specialize in mobility. I call it functional mobility. I want to determine where a patient or someone has a limitation, you know, on a daily, their daily activities, whether it's flexion, extension, they have a difficult time sitting to standing. Once I make that determination of where they have that limitation, okay, then we can make some recommendations with exercise or some manual therapies to figure out how we're going to mobilize that or get it moving properly. The goal of that is, Scott, is once I mobilize something, I want it to function properly. So, you know, if you could imagine if your elbow doesn't move correctly and, you know, the function's going to break down, and then what might happen on the back end of that is you're going to develop pain and some kind of discomfort. So a lot of times what we want to do is figure out where something's not moving, okay, and then make proper suggestions or recommendations on how to remedy the problem. And a lot of that is exercise-based, Scott. That's where I think a lot of my postgraduate training has kind of given me the ability to treat people a little bit differently, along with mobilizing joints and manipulating soft tissue and getting things moving properly. I've gone steps further to make better determinations where they have these limitations and make additional recommendations. And I think that's where, you know, patients respond, you know, they have diminished reoccurrence of symptoms. They're not in my office as long. I think those are all things that are really important for the patients.
You talked about your focus. What about your approach when it comes to patient care in general? How might you be different? How might someone's experience be different at Tulsa Spine and Rehab?
Patient-centered care, outcome-based, those are two things that we always talk about. You know, how are you doing? Are you getting better? If not, what do we need to do differently? I think so many times with chiro and physical therapy, it sadly turns into a black hole. You know, you wake up 4 months on down the line and you're doing the same thing over and over again and you're not getting any better. So, you know, what I do isn't going to be a fix for every type of condition out there. But I think what separates me from other providers, Scott, is that, you know, when we make a good determination what the problem is and how we can help them, start a treatment plan. And if they're not responding, let's put the brakes on, figure out what we need to do differently. Okay. Who else might need to get involved, or do I need to send them somewhere else altogether? So I think, you know, a lot of times you just kind of get in that rut. You go in, you know, they might adjust you and manipulate you. You leave, you're in and out in, you know, 8 minutes or whatnot. You're like, man, I'm not getting any better. Or I hear this all the time is that, you know, I feel really good that day. And then, you know, the next day I'm still having the same problem. So patient-centered care, outcome-based, you know, we want to make sure that patients are progressing in a timely manner. They're getting better. Okay, and also, more importantly, they have things to do on their own to help themselves manage, you know, their symptoms. That's something else that I pride myself on here is self-management philosophy is what can I give you, Scott, to do on your own to manage it and help yourself? That's really important.
And we've also talked about, you know, a lot of times when you talk about chiropractic care, you can have a certain level of provincialism. People in that field might have a certain opinion of physical therapy, that sort of thing, but you've moved past that, correct?
Yeah, I used to bear a cross when I first started practicing. You know, I heard the same thing as like, listen, I'm very skeptical of chiropractic. You know, and I kind of took it personal, like, man, I'm here, I'm going to change your mind. I'm doing things differently. I think I'm doing things the right way here. And I just would work so hard to convince patients how different things are. And I've gotten to the point now, it's like, listen, I'm going to educate folks on what it is that we do here. Okay. Obviously, right when they walk in the door, they're going to see things that are a little bit different. You know, like I've told you, we have no x-ray unit. I sold that thing 6-7 years ago. You know, we have multiple different providers here. I treat patients on the first visit. So, you know, we're trying to do things a little bit differently to give that patient a different experience. And so hopefully it's the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. The patients come in, they have a very good experience. More importantly, they get better. And hopefully they start telling other folks and friends that we do things a little bit differently here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab.
Dr. Riley and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab have the training and skill to help you with your lingering aches and pains. You don't have to live with pain any longer. Give them a call today to see how they can help. 918-743-3737.